Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be times of clouds and sun today. We'll have a high of about 36. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser confirming Petrifying Springs Park bike trail, the hiking trail, the cross-country ski trail, and Carlisle Family Dog Park will all officially reopen tomorrow. Cruiser indicating he's very much appreciative of the public's patience because of the logging project they had to do. He's pleased that the county was able to remove more than 2,600 infected trees, ash trees, due to the emerald ash borer. Part of the comprehensive reforestation plan has county officials having planted over 2,000 trees the past 5 years. And over the next 3 years, he says, more will be planted, 500 trees within PETS. The Fox River Park and the Brightondale Links Golf Course, the latter two, are closed at this point. Similar work is taking place there. Traffic preemption systems that allow emergency vehicles to move through intersections faster by regulating the signals themselves installed during some work on three Highway 20 intersections last year. And South Shore Fire Chief Robert Stedman says the system is going to be installed at some more, possibly as soon as this year. He talked to the Mount Pleasant Village Board about it this week, said the state DOT is planning to add the systems at several intersections on Highway 31 from Highway 20 north next year.
Those intersections are Highway 20 and 31. Highway 31 in Newman, Highway 31 in Spring Street, and Highway 31 in MM.
He also said the costs are about $8,000 per intersection. He wants the village to foot the cost of adding them to the other intersections along 20.
Those intersections will be Highway 20 and Oaks Road, 20 and Sunny Slope, 20 and Emerson Road, and 20 in Village Center. That would give us all of Highway 20 covered with traffic preemption system.
The chief added there is enough money in the department's impact fee account to install the additional systems, says he would also like to look at some more of them along Green Bay Road, south of Highway 20. A Kenosha man, 29-year-old Brian LeMay, charged locally with robbing several businesses last month, now also facing a similar robbery count in Racine County. He's accused of holding up the check-into-cash store on Washington Avenue in Mount Pleasant January 19th, that at knife point, allegedly. LeMay arrested at his home in Kenosha a short time later by police, who were there waiting for him because they'd identified him as a suspect in several similar holdups in Kenosha. The Racine County charge is armed robbery as a repeat offender. A church in Appleton is ending its affiliation with a Boy Scout troop because the organization decided last summer to allow openly gay troop leaders. Faith Lutheran Church pastor Dan Tave says it was not an easy decision.
We just had to do something because that's contrary to our understanding of what God teaches in the Bible.
That church had held the charter for Boy Scout Troop 73 for over 60 years. And coming up today, the UW Parkside BMO Harris Noon Concert Series presenting a Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration as part of Black History Month. It is open to the public. It'll be followed by a reception and with refreshments. There is free parking available in Parkside Lots B and C. Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel leading a coalition of eight states in the challenge of a new FCC rule yet to take effect, which prohibits local jails and state prisons from charging inmates more than 11 cents per minute for intrastate and interstate phone calls. The AGs argue that the federal rule effectively prevents states and counties from recovering a substantial portion of the cost connected to security surrounding the calls. Wisconsin and the other states are going to argue the FCC's new rule is arbitrary, not authorized by federal law. Former Racine County Judge Richard Krull says he was surprised to learn that his letter of concern about the Lincoln Hill School for Boys was not read by Governor Scott Walker. The retired judge telling the Journal Times from his home in Texas that it appears they, meaning the administration, swept it under the rug. The letter, which only made it as far as the Department of Corrections, connects to a sexual assault case involving a Racine County youth, plus additional allegations of problems at that facility for which the state and the FBI began an investigation last year. Milwaukee County State Senator Nakia Harris-Dodd announcing she will not seek re-election this fall, wants to spend more time with her 16-month-old son and her family, putting out a statement that says the decision not to run is at the top of the list of the many difficult decisions that she's had to make. Harris-Dodd elected to the Senate in 2012. And a Purdue University study has Iowa with the greatest number of reports of people getting trapped in grain bins last year. In a national total of 24, there were 7 in Iowa, one of them a fatality. Wisconsin and Illinois both had single cases, but they were among 12 other states reporting grain bin rescues. Purdue Professor of Agricultural Safety and Health, Bill Field, says because there is no mandatory national reporting system, some of the victims and their employers are reluctant to report accidents because it can lead to work delays or even higher insurance costs. But Field adds that getting an accurate accident count is crucial for efforts to improve farm safety. The Racine County District Attorney's Office has dealt with 51-year-old Brian Smith before, making it twice in the last month on a couple of theft situations. Smith's accused of stealing over $250 worth of groceries Wednesday from the Festival Food Store in Mount Pleasant, though the charging document says store surveillance video shows Smith taking food items the day before as well. All this allegedly occurring while Smith was out on bond for a January theft of some shirts from the Boston store in Regency Mall. Bond for Smith set at $10,000 cash. The last time he was in court, it was $100 cash bond. One-time Racine Police Officer William Popkovich, who spent 31 years on the force, being remembered after his passing this week at the age of 87. Popkovich was an officer from 1953 to 84, the family having private services. The Racine County Board this week approving a resolution that makes some changes to the county's Minority Matching Grant Program, as well as the Manufacturing Renewal Grant Initiative. Racine County Economic Development Director Jenny Trick noting that both date back about 10 years.
You kind of lose your way as to what the mission of the grant program was. So it really gave us a nice opportunity to go back to the original intent of the program, which is to support existing businesses in Racine County. And it also included a requirement for job creation.
And she noted that aside from the applicants providing more detailed information, adjustments were needed to streamline the use of funds and the changes opening up the grant process to businesses at large within Racine County.
We didn't include it with separate categories of ethnic minorities or women-owned businesses or manufacturers. It's just one pool of resources, first come, first serve. And we're hoping that we can come before you and ask for more resources because of its popularity.
The grant program created in a three-way partnership between Racine County, RCEDC, and the Small Business Development Center. Three fatal accidents in the metro Milwaukee area since last night. A school bus and another vehicle colliding this morning in Milwaukee near 46th Street and Mill Road. The medical examiner's office called there. The operator of a stolen car killed early this morning when it struck another vehicle just west of I-43 on West McKinley Avenue. That vehicle was attempting to flee police at the time. In Brown Deer, a child was killed, another child and an adult injured, an accident in which police believe alcohol and speed were factors. The rate of poverty in Wisconsin reaching a 30-year high with a new analysis by the UW-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory. It covered two periods, 2005 to 2009 and 2010 to 2014. Children in poverty, that was included.
A really dramatic increase in childhood poverty, up to 18.5% of all kids compared to 14.6% in the last period. And that's an extra 50,000 kids.
That's Malia Jones, an assistant scientist and social epidemiologist. She says about 738,000 Wisconsin residents were living in poverty during the second five-year period, compared to about 605,000 in the first. University of Wisconsin-Richland Center student Eric Carnes and his family used to live in Racine, but they moved away in 1999, and this May the 6th, he is going to become the first student to receive a four-year degree from that campus. Carnes is to receive his Bachelor of Arts degree in Applied Arts and Sciences. He realized in his Hillsborough High School years there was an affinity for video production. He first attended college at UW-Platteville, then decided to transfer, cut costs, which allowed him to stay at home while going to school. Carnes has video productions available for viewing on his YouTube site, Eric the Kid, 92. And a former running back for the Green Bay Packers, who played in 1996 and 97, is facing drug trafficking and money laundering charges down in Houston, Texas. Christopher Darkins arrested this week for his alleged role in a drug ring, which specialized in sending shipments of marijuana and cocaine through the mail to Georgia from both Houston and California. Darkins was the Packers' fourth-round pick of the 1996 NFL Draft. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser announcing Petrifying Springs Park, the bike trail, the hiking trail, the cross-country ski trail, and the Carlisle Family Dog Park all officially will reopen tomorrow. He says he's very appreciative of the public's patience for the logging project they had to do, trying to take out over 2,600 infected ash trees due to the emerald ash borer. Meanwhile, Brightondale Golf Course and the Fox River Park, they remain closed as part of that EAB removal program. In neighboring Illinois, fantasy sports websites putting their money on a bill going to lawmakers that would regulate their activities and also keep them in business. Here's more on that from David Stewart.
The bill would set rules for sites like FanDuel and DraftKings, like players must be 18 and employees can't play. Stacy Stern of Head to Head Sports says the bill would settle the legal question of whether fantasy sports betting is a skill-based activity or an illegal game of chance.
These are not games of chance. You're not able to field a team of maybe some of your favorite stars and hope that they do well. That's not how it works.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan has issued a legal opinion that says fantasy sports sites do operate games of chance, making them illegal sports bets. David Stewart, Chicago.
In less than a week, the application window closes for the head basketball coaching job at UW-Madison, where interim coach Greg Gard, who took over for Bo Ryan December the 16th, has been making a name for himself with his players and fans, and soon he might have a chance to remove the interim tag. The job posting has a March 3rd deadline. The anticipated start date is March the 8th. That's the day before the Big Ten tournament. Greg Gard's team getting off to a slow 2-4 start, but then the Badgers have won 9 of the past 10 games, including upset wins over number 2 Maryland and number 8 Iowa on the road. A lot of basketball critics have called for athletic director Barry Alvarez to just give Gard the job on a full-time basis. Alvarez has complimented Gard on his performance so far, but says his hands have been tied by the school's hiring practices. All right, your weather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.